Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture based in Tisdale. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday for the period from June 24th to June 30th. What have been the highlights over the past week?
Well, growing conditions in Saskatchewan were quite variable this past week. We had storms in parts of the province that brought some well-needed moisture, but also brought some hail with it. And producers will be out assessing the crop damage over the next week or so to determine what impact it might have. While southern regions of the province received very limited rainfall, and this continues to stress the crops and accelerate the crop development.
How is crop development looking at this point? How has the moisture or lack of moisture impacted development? And how would that compare with the average?
So crops developed fairly swiftly last week due to the drier conditions. All crops were further ahead of their normal stages of where they would be normally at this time of year than they were last week. Fall cereal crops are the most advanced, followed closely by spring cereals and pulse crops. Oil seeds and annual forage crops are the furthest behind of their expected stages for this time of year, but are significantly ahead of where they were last year at this time. The southwest and the northwest crops are the most advanced in the province due to the persistent hot and dry conditions that we're receiving this year. But on the other hand, there are crops in the central regions that are the furthest behind.
How is the moisture holding out at this point, and where do we need to see more moisture, and how significant is that situation?
Some areas received significant rainfall last week. In the northeast, for example, the Archerwell area and Beattie area received 115 and 85 millimeters respectively. Also, Kanistino and the Middle Lake areas received 75 and 65 millimeters of rain, respectively. But areas in the southwest and in the northwest received very minimal amounts of moisture last week, if any at all, and are experiencing the dry conditions that persist.
You touched on crop damage due to weather. What are we seeing in terms of weather-related damage, and just how significant has that been?
Reporters are still reporting that dry conditions combined with heat and wind are causing the most damage in crops within the province. There's an additional consequence of some of these conditions, such as grasshoppers and flea beetles that persist, and their activity is causing some minor damage in some dry areas. In areas of the west central and east central, as well as the northeast region, producers are reporting minor damage from excess moisture in low spots due to storms over the past week.
What will be happening in the fields over the next week or so?
So most producers have wrapped up their herbicide applications, and they're moving their focus to things like crop scouting for insects and disease, and spraying when necessary. Livestock producers are busy cutting hay crops and checking fences as livestock are in the pasture. But more timely rain will be needed throughout July and August to sustain any yield potential that we have to harvest.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yes, with all the in-crop operations that are happening right now, I'd just like to remind producers to stay safe while they're out in the field and come home safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Our guest has been Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture based in Tisdale. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.